Sunday, July 26, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg, taken from Jeremiah chapter 42, verses 13 through 22. But if you say, "We will not remain in this land," disobeying the voice of the Lord your God, and saying, "No, we will go to the land of Egypt, where we shall not see war or hear the sound of the trumpet or be hungry for bread, and we will dwell there," then hear the word of the Lord, O remnant of Judah. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, if you set your faces to enter Egypt and go to live there, then the sword that you fear shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine of which you are afraid shall follow close after you to Egypt, and there you shall die. All the men who set their faces to go to Egypt to live there shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence. They shall have no remnant or survivor from the disaster that I will bring upon them. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as my anger and my wrath were poured out on the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so my wrath will be poured out on you when you go to Egypt. You shall become an execration, a horror, a curse, and a taunt. You shall see this place no more. The Lord has said to you, O remnant of Judah, do not go to Egypt. Know for a certainty that I have warned you this day that you have gone astray at the cost of your lives. For you sent me to the Lord your God, saying, pray for us to the Lord our God, and whatever the Lord our God says, declare to us, and we will do it. And I have this day declared it to you, but you have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God in anything that he sent me to tell you. Now therefore know for a certainty that you shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence, in the place where you desire to go to live. Trusting the Lord above our fears. Fear has a way of disguising itself as wisdom. The remnant of Judah sincerely asked Jeremiah to seek the Lord's will, promising to obey whatever he revealed. Yet when God's answer contradicted their plans, their hearts were already set on fleeing to Egypt. They wanted God's approval more than God's direction. We often fall into that same temptation. We pray for guidance, but secretly hope the Lord confirms the path we have already chosen. Yet the Lord calls us to trust his promises rather than our fears. His commands are never meant for our harm, but for our salvation. Where Judah failed, Christ remained perfectly faithful. In Gethsemane, Jesus submitted completely to his Father's will, even though it led to the cross. There he bore the punishment for our stubbornness and unbelief. Forgiven through his sacrifice, we are freed to trust our gracious Father, knowing his word always leads us in the way of life. Amen.